mayor of Owensboro, His Honor Tom Watson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Just setting them up and knocking them down, pal. Last Friday, you joined together with the judge executive of Davis County, Al Mattingly, to issue a new executive order that appears to put the teeth of the law behind the social distancing guidelines that we've been given for quite some time now. Give us the bird's eye view, if you can, of this new executive order.
Well, you're exactly right, Brian. I kept getting complaints from people having parties in their backyard and, people gathering in parking lots. And so I decided to put together this executive order with Nate Pagan and Beth Cecil. They actually did all the hard work. And we found several cities in Kentucky, like Danville and others, that had gone to the same pathway. And we just wanted to give it, we followed the governor's suggestions right down the path. And then we added a few things like these people that would bring their whole family into a store. And, so we went by the fire marshal, 25% of the people, percent of the people that could be in the building at one time. We had to put a curfew in, and I was just talking to the chief, Art Elam, and see if they'd had big issues, and said just a few, and they sent the young people home and notified their parents if they were caught out again, there would be a citation, and just try and help them understand that, if we don't work together on this thing, it could last and last and last.
Oh, I will tell you that I had personal experience with this morning. When I got in the truck this morning, I'd forgotten that I was running on fumes, stopped at a gas station that's open all night, and of course, I was wearing a mask and gloves. The clerk was wearing a mask and gloves, but while I was in there, a young lady came in with four children, no mask, no gloves, and within 30 seconds, the kids have picked up every piece of candy in the store, and like kids do. And of course, can we have this? No, put it back. And by the time I left, they had handled everything in the store. And I'm thinking, if one of those kids was infected, wow. So I appreciate why you have decided to extend these guidelines, these social distancing guidelines, into an executive order that actually has the teeth of law. And I understand, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that failure to comply with this order can result in the closure of a business and arrests of people who don't follow it.
Yeah, that's the governor had been kind enough not to put the pressure on law enforcement to go and arrest everybody they could, try to get them to, just do, tell them to break it up or whatever. But evidently, I had several calls. The ordinance basically, you can have one adult member per household, and minors under 18 years of old age, only enter the business. And we understand there's people with disabilities and elderly people that need help, and we can justify that with two people. But, and the business owners have to have the ability to set their entrance and exit up to where the police and fire can still get in there without a barricade in front of them.
Sure.
So there was a lot of thought that went into it, and like I said, Nate and Beth did a great job of structuring it. And when I called Al about it, because he'd already done a countywide, state of emergency, and he said, sure, I'll come down and sign it. And we did it City Hall on Good Friday, and that was another thing. Our office down there was closed, so we had to kind of patch together everybody that was available to make this thing work. And I hope it's not, I hope people understand it's nothing personal. It's just the fact that we need help for our law enforcement and our first responders so that they can do their job if they have to. And really, my only complaint I've gotten over this thing is, why didn't you put it on the parents of the kids to make them get off the street from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.? So hopefully, in that was the first weekend of it. You know, maybe they'll understand a little bit better as we go along.
Well, you heard it right here. We've got the entire executive order available at owensbororadio.com. There's a story there by Mel Ford. You can click on the link and read the entire executive order, including every single one of the distancing guidelines. Mayor Tom Watson joining us. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I know you're on the phone constantly with all kinds of leadership around town of coordinating this stuff. And so thank you for your efforts, sir. And stay safe, stay healthy, my friend.
Thank you. Call anytime, Brian. Good job.